This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Your city, your teams, your station. This is 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
Great Scott!
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Yes, sir.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Can't wait.
This is the Bart and Han Show on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 1 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. Alan Han, Bart Scott. Did you forget the number? It's been a bit. 800-919-3776. One day only because of hockey. And so you want to get in line now. The buffet is open. Again, 800-919-3776. We can't promise you that the lines will be open much longer because people tend to clog up the line. So you want to get on the show. We're not going to be back tomorrow because the Islanders are playing tomorrow. So you got to get in line now. Now, you can also follow us on social media at Bart and Han on Twitter, Instagram. No IG live today because we can't tell you where we are, but we can tell you that for the first time in 22 weeks, we are in the same place. We're not going to tell everybody where we are. But I did say that I would find you, and we will have a day.
Because we like the Beatles, right? If we tell people where we are, they might show up. They'd be waiting for Han, the clean-shaven Han. Not the I am legend.
If I knew I was going to see.
Not I am legend stuck in the basement.
Yeah.
Nothing but a German Shepherd and an AR-15, Alan Han. We talking about clean cut, debonair. We talking about 007, Han.
I like the sound of that.
Han.
Now, we wouldn't have been on today either if, well, let's just say the Rangers just didn't hold up their end of the bargain. All right. Like that is something that we do have to address right out of the gate. So everybody understand again, we're not on tomorrow because the Islanders, they're still playing. In fact, they could have finished the business and we would have had a show tomorrow. So really they let us down too.
Yeah.
Because they didn't win their game three. So now there's a game four, and that's tomorrow right here on 98.7 ESPN. So you're still getting hockey. At least you're getting the Islanders.
We're gonna do that hockey.
But the Rangers would have knocked us off the air today if they could have survived another day. But Bart, I mean, and by the way, I'm about to attack you in a moment about a take you had that is now freezing cold. I don't care how hot it is outside right now. You absolutely need to get, you know, you got to bundle up after this take that you had at the start of all this. But before we do that, you want another freezing cold take. And we love this guy, and he was a guest on our show. But I have to point this out. I always believe, and this is DiPietro's thing too, we always believe in under-promise.
Over-deliver.
And over-deliver. I mean, that to me, I know Rex used to say that too about the Jets, right?
Yeah,
although
absolutely.
He would do the opposite.
Over-promise.
He would over-promise.
And under-deliver.
Well, I don't know about it. Sometimes he didn't under-deliver, but still. So right now it's time for Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. And I bring you to when the hockey restart began, there was a lot of excitement. Because you felt like everybody had a shot at winning the Stanley Cup. Everybody, including the young Rangers, who before the pause really were playing well,
yeah.
Had an exciting young goalie. And so it was like, hey, maybe the Rangers can be that it team that just sort of figures it out. And we had JD on, John Davidson, president of the Rangers. And when he spoke, it was like, it was hard not to get excited when you heard his how much anticipation he had. Take a listen to this.
With that feeling of knowing that we're a good hockey club, can we become a great club? We'll see. But I know we have a lot more confidence today going into this thing than what we had at the start of last season, where there was a lot of unknowns. there wasn't a Fox, Adam Fox, on the blue line. There wasn't a Ryan Lindgren on the blue line. We didn't know how they were going to play, if they're going to make the team. We didn't know about Shesterkin. We knew Lundqvist, of course, and Georgiev. And then you've got some players like Panarin pops in, and boom, he takes off. Zibanejad was having the best year of his career. Jesper Fast he's so valuable because of his ability just to make everything work defensively. Ryan Strome, I didn't know at center if he would click with Panarin, but the coaching staff, they went through with it, and boy, oh boy, they worked well. Mm-hmm. Kreider works well with Zibanejad. So those were all question marks going into the season, and we've answered a lot of those. So that makes us feel like we're a pretty good hockey club.
Now, you get swept.
Did he mention his Zamboni driver? I mean, this dude threw hot fire on everybody. He was gaslighting us, man. We believe.
Now, to be fair, because again, we love
Zamboni,
JD.
Zamboni Bill has been on his game. I'm telling you, ain't nobody been in the arena, but he been spit shining the hell out of that ice.
Again, we love JD. We're just having fun. But he did mention two players that ended up not. Jesper Fast got hurt on the very first shift of game one, and they didn't have him. And he was a big part of what they did. No Brendan Lemieux for the first two games because of the suspension. And he's also a part of the depth that they had. And then, of course, Igor Shesterkin, the goalie that they absolutely love, missed the first two games with a mysterious unfit to play thing. What do you think of that as an NFL player? In the NFL, they literally tell you down to the bone what hurts. And in the NHL, it's like he's just unfit to play.
Unfit to play. Did he have a nervous breakdown? Did his girlfriend break up with him? What happened? What is unfit to play? Unfit to play means mentally, emotionally. It doesn't say anything about physical. Like, bro.
Actually, it makes me feel like I'm out of shape. Like, you know who's unfit to play? Zion Williamson. Yeah. All right. That's the guy it should be. If the Pelicans said unfit to play with Zion, you'd be like, oh, damn.
Listen, I understand he's a great athlete, but he looks like he's retaining water. He needs to take sodium out of his diet.
Have you seen a guy walk off the court as if he's dragging one of his legs? Like,
walking more side to side to be able to go forward, but that's a whole nother story. Let's get back to Sturgeon and what is unfit to play.
Yeah.
Emotionally, did he have a breakdown?
He must have had something that happened to him.
Was it a Julian Edelman type of thing? Like, right before the game, he saw his girl maybe with Wayne Gretzky?
I know, with Sorokin, with the Islander goalie.
Exactly.
A boyfriend in bubble. You come see me, we wear a mask.
I'll burst your bubble. Listen, these are all jokes. Listen, we love you. We love you. It's okay. It's okay. Don't ban us from the show. Who's that? Who's that who has you blocked from Instagram? You can't get through? Oh, Marbury.
Stephon Marbury just completely has me on lockdown.
Don't Starbury us.
Yeah.
We're just playing. It's just entertainment. Listen, there's been a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the hurricane.
Just trying to have fun with it,
tropical
man.
Tropical storm, whatever the hell's
we
going on.
We don't have power.
We just need aliens.
Bart and I are in some bunker that you if you saw it, you'd be like, where the hell are you guys? But you know what? It's got power. It's got internet.
Because
I don't have it in my house. You don't have it at your house. So we had to find some place where we could plug in.
This is an I Am Legend bubble, and we're looking up, and we know how long this bubble has been.
Should we
here.
Just tell everybody
because,
where we are?
It's because no. We don't want the Beatles things happen. But listen, this is you can tell how
we're not at Anthony Pusick's house. Let's say that we're not at his house. His parents did not hook us up with a little bit of internet.
Does he even have Anthony? Do you even have like your own door entrance to the bubble? Like if you got action coming over, like do you have to go through the living room, speak to your mom? She said, "Hey, I got you some Salisbury steak in the oven."
Meatloaf.
It's like at the college dorms, you have a sign-in sheet. It's like who entered, who exited, which time.
It's weird because we came in through that, you know, the cellar doors, the one, if everybody can picture it, it's the ones that open up from the ground. And
the
you walk down,
doors.
and you walk down
Orphan's
these
rocky.
Concrete steps.
Yeah.
Now, the
rocky.
Door from there is actually a really nice door.
Yeah.
But when he's like come in through the cellar doors, I looked at that like,
if there's a gimp mask,
I'm leaving.
You got to scoot, right? You got to scoot because you're so tall that the angle doesn't add up because because you
I was a little worried.
You need like a 95 degree angle. This is a 45, so this is gonna take your ear off. You might scrape your neck. You gotta back in like you're coming down the ladder. You know what I'm saying? But back to the bunker, you know, you can always tell how old a bunker is by the contents inside. And we got these old porking beans. Remember the old porking beans?
Yeah.
Not the Bush's baked beans.
No.
With the secret recipe.
No.
We got the old porking beans.
Yes.
Like, I forgot who it is. The Campbell with like the red thing underneath the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you start.
These cans don't have a label, like paper label on them.
Yeah,
that's what's strange. Your dad has been a prepper for a long, long time, Anthony. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Beans.
He clearly has been prepping
beans
for a long.
We don't know what kind of beans. They're mystery beans.
Yeah.
We'll see when we open it up.
800-919-3776 is the number. All right, now that we had fun with JD. And again, like I said, so the Rangers are out. You can complain about it all you want. If you're a Rangers fan, we'll listen. But I will not. I'll tell you this. I'm not listening to this if you're a Ranger fan. Do not even bring up David Quinn's name and tell me that he's part of the problem. He's not even top five of your problems. I mean, your problems begin with the fact that you were not ready. You just weren't ready. And I mean, you can't. Well, the coach didn't have him ready. No. What you saw in the regular season from this Rangers team, all right, was regular season. Understand that. Like what you have to accept is that there are times where a team who looks like they might be ready to make a jump,
yep,
then you realize it's not their time. They're not ready.
Yep.
They don't have enough depth at the forward position. They are a young team. I thought Capo, their youngest player, played terrific. I thought he was fine. Your problem is your defensive core is not that great. Made mistakes, and I'm sorry. Everybody that wants to apologize for Hank, I'm going to tell you right now. In game two, those first two goals were awful. I'll use Steve Valiquette's word. He phrased it. Low percentage shots that beat him. One he clearly saw. So if you want to point finger, you want to let's prioritize what are the major issues for your team. You didn't have Shesterkin. You had Hank, who has been great, but he wasn't great enough.
Is this the end?
And it takes the wind out of a team, man. It does. Yeah.
Is it the end?
Yeah, you saw his face. Did you see his face? Like, he looked like he was kind of like sitting there like, I can't believe this is it.
He's immortal, and this is the way I'm going out. And listen, it's one of those things I said all the time on this show. I say you either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Hank just became the villain, and it's time to exit left. And that's usually what happens because he thought he can catch lightning in a bottle. We understand when it comes to playoff high-intensity sports, period, it's about who can step up and dare to be great and who can stand on their head. And Hank let us down because when you have missing pieces, it's about your leader, your veteran, stepping up. That's what makes him the leader. And he may be the leader in name. He's not the leader in play. And when you can't lead with your play,
mm-hmm,
you're no longer fit to lead by your words.
And it's also when you give up a goal, you know, one that should be stopped, your team, which is already playing against a team that just locks you down. I imagine you must have loved the Hurricanes because of how well they play defense. That's what you're all about.
And that's what they're saying,
they
right?
They just, I mean, they stifle you, lock you down, they take a lead, and it's just, they frustrate the hell out of you. So again, it's not their time yet, but they've got, you know they got something special. They have a terrific coach.
It was meant to be.
The organization is well run. They have young talent. They are going to be there, but they're just not, they weren't ready for it. Now let's see if the Islanders can finish the job on the Panthers now, because, you know, there's no given there, although I like the way they stuck with it towards the end. They were down 3-1, that second goal, the Boyle goal was a brutal goal, but it was bad. You know, it was just a messed up turnover. But the power plays killed you. Obviously, special teams hurt you. But they did make them. They made them earn it all the way to the end, which is what this team does. And now we'll see if tomorrow, which again will be knocked off the air, but we'll have the coverage here, if the Islanders can finish off that series and at least one of the teams continue going forward. Say hi to Ray O'Brien, Bart, who is very upset with us for just having a little fun with the Rangers. He's not even like a little upset.
First of all,
he's so upset.
Breathe, like, Ray.
The tweet is just so emotional.
Ray, breathe, bro. Listen,
nah, he's very
we have to laugh to stop from crying. Listen, you don't think that we want more Rangers, not less?
It's just like, you want me to read it?
Yes, please read it. Oh, this
have fun banging on the Rangers, you jock-sniffing fish sticks lapdog. You and that other dope who can barely speak English.
Moi?
We'll see before your garbage show gets canceled. Quotes, can't wait.
Oh, The first one.
I mean, that's really, like, angry.
But this is the crazy
thing.
Which
is funny to me.
This is the crazy thing. He wanted to be, he wanted to hurt our feelings. He didn't.
Nah. And, missed the mark there.
And because I own Can't Wait, he's getting an invoice.
Bless your heart.
Oh, that's right. He wrote it in a public place. You're getting, you're going to have to pay now. Here comes the bill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you going to like when my lawyers get on you?
That's a shame. Now, Bart, it's time for me now to turn the attention towards you. Again, 800-919-3776 if you want to agree with Ray, how angry you are if you're a Ranger fan, or if you want to just defend us with Ray, that'd be fine, too. We're okay with that. We'll have fun with it. But now it's time to turn the crosshairs.
Uh-oh.
Completely now on Bart Scott. Because we are at a point.
Good thing I wore my Kevlar vest today.
We are at a point in a baseball season. Yeah, look at you. You know what's coming.
You went to take a drink. Right.
No, you need. We're going to cut off his mic. This is Bart Scott before.
We're freezing in time.
We had no baseball season, nothing going on, and we're all, you know, we're doing hot takes. This is freezing cold, everybody. Get your mittens on, get the scarf out. The wind is going to start.
I think Pete Alonso I think he's a better player. Maybe not defensively, and he's working on that, than Aaron Judge. I think he's going to be a better player when it's all said and done than Aaron Judge.
Bless your heart.
When you use butt, you set me up for the butt.
Pit of misery, dilly dilly.
I mean, what? Can I
he's on fire right now.
No.
NBA Jam, his bat will be on fire.
Let me just go to the one thing that is impartial.
Don't use facts.
Oh, no. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to use facts.
Not the facts.
Because you were on the record saying that Pete Alonso will be better.
Season ain't over yet.
Than Aaron Judge. Well, it feels like it's over, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, hey, for the Mets,
it could be over at any moment.
Cespedes was like, you know what? I'm out. I don't got time for this.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
I'm going on the
Cespedes
beach.
Cespedes peacing out like that? All right. So this season, I don't know if you're paying attention, because you probably don't want to. Aaron Judge this season, all right, has 7 home runs. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, but in 6 games, 5 games, 2 games.
Well, he's got a lot in 5, yeah.
Nice little walk-off against the Red Sox, you know, high leverage situations in the 8th inning. Mm-hmm. I've been told.
He's batting .310, but I know no one cares about batting average anymore. OPS is the 1.227. I've been told that's really good. So that's what he's got going on. Now, Pete Alonso, rookie of the year. You know, he's got, an all-star.
But
no, hang on. 13 games. It's not at the same. In fact,
he has 2, right? Doesn't Pete have 2?
He has 1 home run.
And he has a really hard hit one, too.
Yeah, that's right. I was told a line drive that went 116 miles an hour off the bat, and where Stanton and Judge went, that's cute.
It wasn't a launch angle. He didn't have the right launch angle.
That's cute.
Ball.
Isn't that adorable, 116? That's not even in their top 5.
They were the Legion. They ain't had no boom.
That's one of your best lines, by the way. So his batting average is .180, which is closer to Gary Sanchez than it is.
Well, can I explain a little bit? Because when you talk about, listen, this is different, right? We watched Judge have a sophomore slump as well. Now he's dealing with the fact that pitchers are pitching him more like they did in the second half of the season than they did in the front. They're giving him a lot of change-ups, a lot of stuff out the zone, and he's not really got his eye right yet. But it's unfair because it's really early in the season. How many games have been played? If you're the Marlins, too.
Yeah, exactly. The Marlins haven't played a lot of games.
Well, actually, they're in first place with their win percentage, really.
Which is just another thing that's a joke. That was the ploy all along. Have a COVID party.
Yeah, right.
Open up 3-1 and have a COVID party.
Win percentage. It's about win percentage. Not about actual games played.
What are we doing?
But Pete is having to adjust. And come on, man. Judge is just, he's on fire right now. Listen, I can't take anything from him.
Mets have played 13 games. The Yankees have played 11.
Okay. But still, this was a regular, normal season, if this was a normal season, right?
It's a well-timed,
are we are we rewarding like a hot moment, a hot week, a hot streak?
I'm sorry. All I'm doing is reflecting on a take that you had.
Yeah. But it's at the beginning. If this was a football game,
look, this thing could end at any moment. It's a house of cards, and you know it. It's a house of cards. This thing could be over by the weekend.
He's the MVP right now. Doesn't mean he's the MVP for the whole thing. What happens when they give him nothing else to hit and he just walks all day? Pete still has a chance. I don't have to swallow those words yet.
All right, so do you want to double down? Would you like to double down?
Why not? If you're going to go, you go all in. If not, why not go all in? I say at the end of the season, Pete Alonso will have more home runs than Aaron Allrise Judge. He's just seeing the ball, Rick. Wait till the pitchers adjust and give him nothing to hit. And Pete, because they're going to come in and say, listen, he has one hard hit ball. They're going to start serving up meatballs because they're going to say, if we put it in the zone, he can't hit it. And he's going to change. Damn it, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And why are you sticking? 800-919-3776, by the way, because someone needs to put some sense into this
country,
guy.
In this country, we don't apologize. In this country, we double down on the double down on the double down. This is America. We storm Normandy.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Well, it'll be a couple of weeks before I'm 40, but damn it, I'm on my way.
By the way, speaking of which, happy birthday to Zach, my son, 18 today. 18.
Ooh. 18 is one of those, like, rite of passage, but you really can't do nothing that you could do when you're, you know, 17. And 20 is like that.
He can vote. He can vote now.
Well, you better get your
big
ass
deal
out
in November.
Get your ass out and vote.
Yes. That's definitely happened.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
You gotta love. I knew I loved them. Those Leos gotta stick together. I know they say we're arrogant. I know they say we always act like we know what we're talking about. We're always right. Damn it, you know what? Because we are. So celebrate your day today and understand that it's not you, it's everybody else.
So some tweets now about the Rangers stuff.
Whoopsies.
Mike Grosso. Why do you have to get angry, hateful tweets from people? As a huge Rangers fan, they sucked. Go ahead and abuse them. We will get our day since the future is so bright. And that's the right take.
Yes.
That's the right take.
They're ahead of schedule.
That's basically how it goes. You know, like that's it. Craig, the Rangers didn't earn a legitimate playoff spot, period. End of conversation. They lost because they weren't supposed to be there. Well, I mean, there was a play-in anyway. They're calling it postseason, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not postseason. But yeah, I know. Montreal Canadiens. I mean, there's been some other series that have been pretty interesting. 800-919-3776. Dempsey in the Bronx, Bart. He's coming at you. Dempsey.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Thanks for taking my call, yep. Alan. But you're slinging out hot garbage teams, Bart. Listen, if you make a bad take, everybody makes a bad take every once in a while. Everybody makes a bad move. But double it down, you pooped the bed and now you're just sleeping in it.
Yeah.
Because you guys, listen, my therapist told me that I have insecurities and I use defense mechanism. And I feel attacked, damn it. So I'm fighting back. I'm punching back. I'm always going to be on the offensive. I can't be defensive because that forces me to look inside and say I was wrong. So that's me disagreeing with myself.
I respect the passion in your take, but I think Andrew Gudling on the Michael Shea show has a good drop. It's just take the L.
Ah, yes.
Listen, yeah. I will take the L, but I don't have to take it so early. Should I take the L early? Because then what happens if I take the L and then Pete Alonso gets hot and hits four home runs in five games? Then I can't come back. And Pete said, excuse me, Bart, can't get on this bandwagon, sucker. This one's closed. So I'm just trying to keep my options open, at least let it play out, let things settle, and say, you know what? Judge is up 7 home runs to 1.
Sports Dudes has $20 that Judge has more home runs than Alonso. You taking it? $20.
Why not? Damn it, I'm all in. I'm all in.
I love this.
I'm going full simple Jack.
You are absolutely. That's actually what's making this even more entertaining is the fact that you just will not let go of it
because it's too early.
I tell you what though, here's the thing. And again, that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. What I've been hearing from, because Winthrop's a Mets fan, right? You claim to be, but I know you, like, you're kind of there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have deep roots.
Yeah.
But, you know, I planted a pot. I mean, the plant hasn't come off the ground yet, but, you know, it hadn't bared any fruit.
Nah.
I haven't had any fun moments
from
it.
Yeah, that's the
thing. It's been miserable.
Like, you claimed it, like DiPietro claimed the Mets, too. He claimed the Mets, and he's had nothing but heartache.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why would you, like, you moved to New York, why would you do this?
Yeah, because it gives you an ice box where your heart used to be. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's sunshine and roses. See, it's always sunny. It's always sunny in Yankee land, right?
Well, here's the thing.
It's always sunny, so because it's always sunny.
Well, no, it's not. See, that? No, see, that's what you're wrong.
See,
it's not.
You guys can't appreciate the little things, right? You guys,
whatever.
Listen, we thought, listen, let the Mets win 5 out of 6. We throw a damn parade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We throw a parade.
Putting up banners.
If you guys don't put up a banner, win a division, go and win a World Series, you guys are still grumpy. You guys are the most angry, successful organization I've ever seen in my life.
No, it's not about that. And let me explain. There's a reason why.
You have too much standards. Your standards.
Well, that's exactly it, though.
I'm happy with a 6. You need a 10. I'll take a 6. So okay if one of her legs are longer than the other, that she has a special shoe on. It's fine with us if that's not her real hair. It's fine with us if she's altered.
So
it's
not,
okay.
So you're not.
We call that character. We call it beautifully flawed. You guys need 10s all over the board. It's too hard to live up to those expectations.
That's tremendous. It's like in Boomerang when he pulls the sheets up and he checks her feet.
Ooh, now I would have sucked them feet.
Well, I'll tell you why. A Mets fan who looks at Yankee fans and say, what do you have to complain about? Look at your team. I will tell you why there's something to complain about. I will tell you why that Yankees fans look at this team right now at 9-2 and still say, I'm not completely satisfied here.
J.A. Happ, oh my God, we hate him.
I will explain.
He's like your 20th starter.
No. Again, you got to understand. If you're a Mets fan, you zip it because you got nothing to say in this conversation. Before we get to calls, again, 800-919-3776, some news out of the NBA. And this is a bit alarming now.
Can't wait.
Ben Simmons, and this is Woj putting this out there, but it's I think the Sixers also made it official, suffered a subluxation of the left kneecap.
Explain.
Now, Woj
is
saying he's considering treatment options and he's currently out, but it's basically the left patella subluxation.
Yep.
Out indefinitely. He wants to get treatment on it. They say he's feeling optimistic. It's a very bizarre. He took a jump shot, landed, didn't look awkward, but just all of a sudden a discomfort, walked off the court. It wasn't like he went down, walked off the court. But when you hear subluxation, can you explain that?
Well, what that is that means it came out the socket. Rather you hear that, subluxation just basically means that the kneecap came out.
Right, the patella. Yeah,
but the kneecap came out, and then they put it back. I think the patella is the ligament behind the kneecap or in front of it.
It holds it in place.
Yeah, holds it in place.
Right.
So it comes out a little bit. So what happens is, depending on the severity of it, right, because we heard when Teddy Bridgewater tore his knee up, it was dislocation of the kneecap,
that type of stuff, right? Yeah.
So his seems like it was minor. And what happens is now the ligament is going to feel a little bit unstable because it's stretched out. Just imagine a rubber band that gets stretched too far.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while for it to tighten back up. So now how much confidence will he have in it? He's definitely going to have to wear some type of brace. But then now what you have to try and do whenever you have trauma to an area, it fills up with fluid. So what happens is now you feel like you try to see, okay, well, is the integrity of the ligament together, or is the discomfort I'm feeling because of the pressure from all the fluid that's building up? So now, you know, they may have to either try and drain it, or they're going to have to definitely put him on anti-inflammatories, Toradol shots, also. So, you know, it used to be the old Vioxx. I think it's Celebrex now that you have to kind of just start eating them like M&Ms to try and get the inflammation out. Don't worry about it. They'll check your kidneys in a couple of months. But, you know, that's the next thing, you know, because
side effects Celebrex, include.
Yeah. Gout.
It's amazing to me.
Blindness, eye. Like, what? Like, what?
Like, how guys like, I always find this fascinating. I've worked with a ton of former athletes. And you guys just rattle off prescription med, like it's unbelievable. You, Kenny, DiPietro, Zerbiak, like all you guys, John Wallace. Well, you guys, the minute there's an injury, you're like, oh, he just needs to take this, and then he takes some of this. They'll probably give him this.
Yeah,
it's amazing that you guys retain this kind of thing, which tells me it's very common.
You're always hurt, man.
Like you might as be in pharmaceuticals because you know them all.
Yo, if people saw like what I felt like a day and a half after a game,
yeah,
like. I had to literally roll myself out of the bed, land on my knees.
When you're in your 20s.
Right.
Crazy.
Get out of the bed. And the thing is, like, you have to go find ice. And the thing is, you have to just try and keep moving, because if you stay still, then everything settles. The lactic acid starts to do it as well. So, like, when you think of, for instance, Ben Simmons, right? The last thing that he can do, and they start doing this with surgeries as well. They move it the next day. They used to didn't bother you. Now they move it the next day, and they put you on, like, that little, it's like a measuring kit, and they kind of make sure that they can work with your angle. But they move it now the next day.
Range of motion.
Right, range of motion. They do it the next day.
Is that that's a break up scar tissue, so you don't stiffen up.
So it doesn't settle.
Right.
Because what happens is you get the lactic acid and you get the scar tissue, so you have to keep it moving, and you try, and when you're not moving it, you go hot water or hot cold, because what happens is that gives blood flow. So now you're trying to simulate that you're actually walking, so it continues to move. So you have to keep doing that when you're sore as well. The day after, you have to keep going hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, so that nothing settles. You try and keep it moving. And that's why I tell people, and the crazy thing is, and just, I know we're getting off subject a little bit, but what happens is, so just imagine getting beat with a bat, right? And this is all sports, not just particularly just football. Just imagine getting beat with a bat. What you do is, you knew somebody was about to beat you with a bat, for 16 weeks, 17 weeks, you're going to tense up, right? And you're going to protect yourself, because you're not just going to get punched and not protect yourself. So then what happens is you get beat up for 16 weeks. The 17th week is over with. So what do? You relax and you stop. That's when you feel every pull, every strain, every injury,
amazing,
every hit. You feel
What is January like for an NFL player if you're not in the playoffs?
It takes me. It takes every player about 3 weeks to a month and a half to just feel normal again, to even try and get, and then you say, okay, well, now you feel out what, because you've been on adrenaline, so now you figure out what's really hurt. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, what's hurt and what's going to get better, and whatever doesn't feel like it's getting better, I have to have surgery on, because there's something wrong with it structurally.
Amazing. All right, Sixers are 2-1 so far in the bubble. They have a shot at reaching as high as fourth if they want to move up in the seedings, but without Simmons, it's going to change things. And Embiid's played great, though. You got to admit that. For a guy you thought might not be in great shape, he's played really well. But they're in no fear. No, they don't have to worry about falling out. They're not going to drop down to seventh. So they're either locked in at six, but fourth is certainly in range. Fifth also with the Pacers in range as well. Pacers have played very well out of the gate so far
in the
bubble. So we'll see what the Simmons thing becomes. But he is trying to get treatment on it first, feeling optimistic right now. But that's a concerning injury for sure.
Well, he'll be okay, I think, in a couple weeks. The problem is, how far do they fall? And the thing is, for them, it's like they have a definitely big two, but I think you can say three, 2.5, because Tobias Harrison.
Tobias is a good player.
He's a good player, but he's not a great player to expect to give a guy like that type of max money.
Well, you also understand, too, what Simmons is for them offensively and defensively. He kind of is the glue. He does everything, whereas Embiid able to be Embiid without Simmons. That's the question, because you need somebody that's going to feed the big man and get him in the right places. All right, 800-919-3776. Let's grab Jamie in Westchester. Also wants to come at you on your Pete Alonso, a judge take.
Hey, guys. Bart, I want to first start saying I'm proud of you for sticking with your take, because it reminds me of Don LaGreca when he makes a terrible answer and then says, I'm proud of that answer and I'm going to stick with it and say it again, even though he knows it's wrong.
I'm a man of conviction.
Yes, and that's something to be very proud of. I mean, not many people have that nowadays, which is sticking
with it. Calm down, you don't want to get a damn heart attack.
But, you keep saying it's only a short sample size, but Bart, the Mets have already played 25% of their season already. They've 15 games and 60 is already 25. Judges, if you want to extrapolate, this is like streak for Judge is like over 30 games. So if you keep in even a regular season, this would be amazing and eye opening anyway.
Yeah, but if Pete has a game where he has two home runs or he gets hot, we know that Pete can get hot. Right, and nobody's really afraid of the Mets, so they may start pitching to him, and he may get hot. And if he gets hot, it could get close. And 25% isn't 75%. If it was 75%, I'd be nervous. But anybody can get off to a fast start. We still always know with Judge, it's all about his health. All it takes is one Doven ball.
Fast start.
How is that a fast start? This is epic.
It's 13 games. Nobody in 13 games has ever had like this type of run.
But it's pretty it's damn 13 good. 13 at 60, though. So
I get your point.
Thank you, Jamie.
It's the percentage of what the season is, but it's not over, man. Like, and listen.
Oh, now we're going Yogi.
Listen, and listen. The last
thing. You're going Yogi on me now.
The last thing I want to do is wish some bad juju on Judge just so I can win a bet. Because, listen, I want the Yankees to win a championship. New York needs a parade. We deserve a parade. 2020, outside. Listen, half of us don't even have power anymore right now. No cable. We sitting out there outside with satellite.
Good thing Anthony does. His right. Basement nice and cozy also.
Well, that's because he has a doomsday bunker. Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's all that is. He has the old Army, Rocky, First Blood, like satellite.
This feeling kind of grimy. Right, I kind of like it, though. I feel like we should hit a heavy bag with Don here.
I'm just nervous on the way out. It's some type of booby trap. I don't know the path, and I might recklessly get up out of here.
That's fair point.
But I want Judge. Listen, the Yankees haven't won a championship, 11 years now?
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah,
11 years, right? So we're due. They're behind schedule. They're behind schedule. Listen, outside of aliens jumping, I don't know how bad, you know, saying outside of aliens coming down or the postman finally being like the Men in Black and being like, oh, I never noticed that he was an alien, that he had a third arm. You know what I mean? Outside of that happening, man, how much worse can 2020 get? We need a championship here in New York. Make it happen. And we're depending.
Well, I'll tell
all
you
our
what.
Eggs on one basket. Outside of the Yankees, what other team do we expect to do anything this year in sports?
No, we can't expect, and not in this calendar year, that's for sure. Now again, I have a take on Mets
Islanders.
Fans.
I'm sorry, disrespectful to the Islanders.
Well, they're still in it, yeah. But I don't, again, like where they are right now, I need to see more. But never mind. The Yankees are that team we expect. Now, again, I still, though, as a Yankees fan, have my concerns about this team. No denying that. I do. I have good reason for it. And if you're a Mets fan and you're like, you Yankees fans, you complain all the time. Just enjoy what you have. We're not here to be competitive, everybody. Okay? That's not what we're here for. This is actually about a higher standard called winning a championship. Not just making the playoffs. Not just being like, hey, we got in with the second wild card. The hell with that.
Been there, done that.
This team has a lot more that they're trying to do. So that's why when you look at it through that prism, you're not looking through it through the, hey, can we just be good? No. You're looking at this as, how good can this team be? That's the level you're looking at. So you can't, Winthrop said this, I mean, and I just say, no, you have nothing to say in this conversation. There are things I don't like about this team that I'm allowed to be concerned with. This is one of our last shows in this time slot.
Yeah, I know, man. We moving on up or moving on down
back.
Georgia Reezy. I'll tell you what, man. I didn't know, Anthony. I don't know because, it's been a while since we've seen each other. Were you trying to punk me with the Eminem thing? Because, the story came out about M, and the brat told this on her show the other day, and she said that when he was talking about that him and Mariah had relations, it really didn't go down like that. She said that he was so excited to be with her that prematurely that he popped a cork. And I'm like, come on, man, that's disrespectful. I need Eminem to come back, and I need him to fix that story, man, because that's disrespectful, one of the greatest MCs of all time got excited to meet him. Mariah? Like, I understand Mariah is Mariah, but you're M. You were so excited you popped the cork early?
I mean,
you didn't even take the wire? You didn't even take the, like, what's the aluminum foil off? You didn't even take the aluminum foil off? The cork just popped? Come on, M.
I don't really know. It's all about situation too.
Have that ever happened?
But you don't know what was he drinking something? Was he taking, like, you don't know, like, you know how that, you talk about side effects. Things happen.
Man, he must have some new stuff. I mean, he popped a cork in your jeans?
Phrasing.
I mean, I can't speak from experience. I'm just saying that, like, there are some things that can really mess you up, and you don't realize it'll mess you up until the wrong moment.
Oh, so like, get him Greek when, like, they were like rubbing the fur on the wall. Oh, or like Martin when he had like, God. Oh, tell Teresa I am on the way. Okay, maybe that. I don't know.
Need
you to come out.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays from 1 to 3 on 98.7 ESPN.